time to head back over to the Appleton Golf Course. Cross country is going on, and Paul Ramo is going to give us a little update. Got Ed Hegland along with him there, so take it away there, guys.
That's right. Ed and I just finished running the course here, and it's pretty good shape, isn't it?
Yeah, it's real good shape, yeah.
Okay, that was a lie. We didn't run it. But the kids did, and the boys' race is finished. The girls are just crossing the finish line now, and good result for the boys, Ed.
Very good. We had Zeke Sather that got off to a great start and ran a great race. It's a little different for him now when he had Mikey Quall last year. They kind of played off each other, and he really didn't have anybody with him for the race, and he really took it into his own hands and just took off like a shot and kept going and finished real strong.
Yeah, Zeke, he had the second place runner was way behind.
Yep, quite a lead.
Quite a lead. So Zeke Sather is your medalist on the boys' side, and a girl from Border West just crossed first place. We don't have her name, but we'll be talking to her, I'm sure. Annika Fernholz looked like she came in second.
Yep. She had ran a real good race as well. I didn't catch that girl's name from Border West, but she ran well, and Annika wasn't too far behind her.
Yeah, let's go back to the boys. You were at the finish line there, Ed. How'd the others do? I think it was Darius Penske that came in second.
Darius was our next runner, and then Caden Allpress.
Yep.
And then I kind of lost it. I was still back a couple hundred yards from the finish.
Well, I thought Evan, your son, did pretty well for his first meet.
He did. He told Coach Sherb the first day of practice, he decided that weekend before the first day of practice, he told Sherb that since there was no football, he was going to go out, but he didn't run all summer, so don't expect much. But he worked hard in the last few weeks here.
All right, there's Josie Sherb just finishing across the finish line there. And a couple other Lacapral Valley Dawson Boy girls.
Yep,
so.
I know Maya Conroy, and I guess...
Oh, Maya Conroy, yep.
Not sure of some of the others.
Ayanna Hasted is one of them. I think that's Ayanna. There are Ella Johnson. Alex Stitt crossed already, looking for Rachel Lund. So
Rachel came across already.
Yep,
I saw her.
Yep. The other boys, Peyton Sterrud finished. Hunter Martinson did a nice job. Finishing here for the boys, so
yep. Caleb Johnson, I think you said him, but yeah, there was our seven that came in. I think we got in the top eight or nine spots. Anyway, it might have been the top eight. Seven of our guys in the top eight.
All right. Yeah. Well, good. Not as big as crowd as usually because of COVID, but they got the run anyway. That's the big thing.
That's the fun part. It's been such a up and down year, mostly down for the last 6 months, and it's fun to see kids competing and smiling and laughing and.
Okay.
And taking part in this. So.
All right. Maynard, the boys are walking over to me now. You want to take a break, or do we just continue with our interviews here? Lacapral Valley Dawson boys are coming up to my table here.
Well, if you want to take a break.
We probably can
take a break for sports boosters here? We'll do that, and then you can get organized, and we'll get right back to you. How's that?
All right. Yep. The boys are here. All right.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC. By A&B Auto, your Napa parts store located downtown Dawson. All the right parts in all the right places. Owned and operated by Terry and Connie Anderson. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by the Dawson Co-op Credit Union with two convenient locations located downtown Dawson and Main Street Boyd. Stop in and find out what they have to offer. Each account insured up to $250,000 by the NCUA. By Federated Telephone Company. Call Federated today at 1-800-374-7133 or check them out on the web at www.fedtel.net. By Great Plains Natural Gas Company, providing safe, reliable natural gas service, appliance inspection and repair, heating and air conditioning installation and repair, medical monitoring service, and 10-month free financing to help make your life easier. One word may not be enough, but one phone call is. Call 1-888-577-5029. Great Plains can help.
Is it time for more profits on your farm? This coming season, there's a new team in town offering you direct access to world markets for your soybeans. Green Acres Seed and International Feed have teamed up to help you increase your farm's profits with proven Viking non-GMO soybeans and direct access to world markets. Put the best team on your field with Viking non-GMO seeds and International Feed's global marketing. Contact Andrew Weber of Green Acres Seed in Bellingham at 320-226-7790 for more information.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services. Chiropractic Care Center in Montevideo treats back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches, sports injuries, and auto accident injuries. Dr. Brad Mosing has over 40 years of experience and would like to help you. Dr. Brock Mattson specializes in injuries to the muscles and bones, and he also treats sports injuries. To learn more or to make an appointment with Chiropractic Care Center in Montevideo, please call 320-269-7135 for more information. Chiropractic Care Center is located at 525 Legion Drive, Montevideo.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
All right, welcome back to the Appleton Golf Course. The meet is over, and with me is Loughborough Valley Dawson Boyd boys team. And Ed Hagelin joins me, Zeke Sather. Congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
What kind of lead did you have on your second runner there?
I don't know.
Who was the second runner?
Darius Fenske.
All right. 100-yard lead?
I don't know.
All right. Talk about your run. Congratulations on being a medalist.
Thank you. The run was, it was actually pretty gorgeous weather, and the course wasn't really soft because it's been abnormally dry this year. So it's been pretty nice conditions almost all year for running. So, yeah.
So you didn't even break a sweat today. Nope.
I don't know. Less than I usually do.
Yeah. Talk about your team this year.
We actually have a really good team this year, especially for a drop in like three of our top five runners or so.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're ranked fourth in state right now, and
good.
We're just looking to keep it up and hopefully get better than fourth next this state.
At state.
Yep.
Hopefully there's a state meet.
Yeah,
right?
Fingers crossed.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Zeke. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Darius Fenske, a senior, second place.
Yay.
Talk about that. Talk about your run, Darius.
I was kind of nervous, but it went pretty well. I stuck by my teammates for a bit, and I'm pretty happy with how I did.
Okay, what's the toughest part of the course?
Probably getting up the hill the second time.
That's always like that, right?
Yes.
You must have put in some work this summer to really
about move 200
up
miles.
Wow.
You
great.
Ran 200 miles this summer?
About, yep.
Wow. That's dedication. Good job.
That's great.
All right, who came in third? Who are we talking with?
There's a Border West kid.
It's a Border West kid.
Yeah,
okay.
I got fourth.
Yep. Okay. Caden Allpress, fourth.
Yep.
Okay. Talk about your run, Caden.
It felt pretty good. The first mile, we were right on pace where we wanted to be. And it was still probably a little fast for the first race of the year where we should have been.
Okay.
But overall, it wasn't horrible. Leg should feel it, you know.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
A little dry in the throat, but wasn't too bad.
All right. Good job.
Yeah, thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
So you, Caden came in fourth, and who was right behind him?
Caleb Johnson.
Okay, Caleb Johnson, fifth place then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Have you run varsity before, Caleb?
I was an alternate last year.
Okay, how did it feel to be on the run for your first race this year?
It felt pretty good. It hurt, like all the first meets.
Your legs burn?
Yeah, there.
Your legs burn a little bit?
A little bit.
All right. You excited about the season?
I'm very excited. Hopefully we get to have a state meet and go up and compete up there.
Correct. Yep, I hope so too. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, who finished next?
Hunter Martinson there.
Okay, Hunter, do you know what place you got, Hunter?
I believe sixth.
All right, good job.
Thank you, sir.
Have you run varsity before?
I was an alternate last year, but I ran more JV, so this is pretty exciting running varsity for the first time.
Okay. Did you put 200 miles in this summer?
I mean, no, not really. Not as much as now.
Honesty. I like the honesty.
So it was a run pretty challenging?
The first mile was difficult, but it got easier once you started going.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
And Evan Hagelin. Evan, what place did you get, Evan?
I believe I got seventh.
Seventh, okay. And you're back out for cross country?
Yeah,
talk about your decision to come out for cross country.
First run in 2 years, I decided to do cross country because there was no other fall sports to do this year, and I wanted to stay busy and stay in something because it's my senior year and don't know what will happen.
Yeah, with the COVID.
With all the corona.
Yep, so you enjoy being out on the golf course running then.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy running?
Sometimes. Depends on
I can assure you, as his dad, he did not put in 200 miles this summer.
Okay.
I don't know if he put in 5 miles this summer.
All right. Well, you did pretty good for not training for it anyway this summer.
Yeah, thank you. It was
good.
Definitely.
Good job.
Yeah, room to improve and hopefully get better throughout the season.
All right, good job, Evan.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Yep, Peyton Sterud. How'd you do, Peyton?
I think I got eighth, yeah.
Eighth, okay. So obviously the team got first place.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got varsity experience, right?
Yeah.
Feel good to be out running again?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about your run.
It got really tough.
Okay.
Because it just felt so dry, I guess.
You can't stop for a drink of water, can you?
But it felt good to get back to racing.
All right. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peyton Sterud. Now we're going to talk to the girls. And you may have to move the mic stand down there. Oh, no, you know what you're doing, Annika. Good. Congratulations, Annika.
Thank you.
Talk about your run today. You got second place, I believe. Okay.
I mean, the first meet of the season is always tough, and normally we have Morris under our belt before Appleton, so this race is a little bit tougher than normal, but other than that, it was a pretty good run. Yeah.
Yeah. Excited to be back on the course?
Yes. Yes, okay. I am very excited.
You girls are pretty close, aren't you?
Yes.
Off the course,
yes.
Right?
We all are friends.
Is it a little different with COVID? Not as much fans here today? Did you notice that?
I think there were a little bit less people, but Appleton's a pretty small meet normally, so
okay.
Normally there's not a lot of people here, but yeah, it was definitely less than normal.
Okay. Congratulations on second place, Annika.
Thank you.
And who came in? Who's next? Taylor Shellstead. Taylor, what place did you get?
I think fourth.
Fourth? Okay. And do you know your time at all?
No.
Okay. So talk about your run.
I felt pretty good in the beginning, but having to go up the hill twice kind of hit. It wasn't good.
Did you hit the wall, as they say?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd hit the wall often, wouldn't you?
I hit it already. Okay. Just walking across the course.
Just watching him, yeah. All right, you excited about the next meets and stuff?
Yeah, it feels good to get running again on the course and with the team.
Yep. Did you put some time in this summer?
Yeah.
That's good. Not 200 miles like Darius, huh?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, good job, Taylor.
Thank you.
Yep, Alex. Alex Stitt. Alex,
hi.
How'd you do?
I think I got fifth.
Fifth place, okay.
Yeah.
You know your time at all?
No, I do not.
Hard to believe you're a senior already.
No, sad, but I'm ready.
You're ready for it, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, the schedule got cut by 30% or 70% or what it was.
Yep, I think we went from
have 7 meets this year.
11 or 12 meets down to 7. So,
okay.
Yep.
I think I heard your mom at the finish line yelling.
Yeah, she was yelling at me for something. I think it's because I forgot my inhaler at home.
Oh, okay. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, don't forget your inhaler.
Yeah.
You and who do you run with? Taylor?
Yes, I was right behind Taylor. Okay. We all, Annika, Taylor, and I started out in the beginning. I think we started out a little too fast because the Wheaton girl kind of led it for us, and it was a little quick for us, but
okay.
I think we did good overall.
All right, good. Thank you, Alex.
You.
And Josie Sherb. Josie, what place you get?
I think seventh.
Seventh place. All right, congratulations. I can't believe she's a senior either, huh?
Time flies.
Time flies, doesn't it, Josie? Well, talk about your run today.
Well, I had a first good mile, but then after I got to the top of the hill, I kind of was like, oh, gosh. And then it was kind of rough going the rest of the way.
Okay. So you got your Fitbit on? Is that what
Yeah.
Do you actually watch that while you're running?
I do. Well, once I get to like the mile marker, the 2 mile, I look down at it, see what my time is, but otherwise not really.
Okay. Yeah, I think I wouldn't have a watch on. So, how much time did you train this summer?
I mean, I was running until like mid-June and I broke my toe.
Oh, you
so
did?
I didn't get to start running again until like a couple weeks before practice started.
All right. How'd you break your toe?
Babysitting.
What? babysitting. Well, we won't go into details then. Huh?
You spent a lot of time on a bike though this summer.
I saw you
riding at captain's practices and that. So good work there.
All right. Well, congratulations, Josie.
And thank you.
We'll look forward to it. Was Tracy next time, right? Next week. Down in Tracy.
Madison.
Oh, in Madison.
I think so.
Okay, we got Madison to do yet.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Who's up next?
Maya Conroy.
Maya. How did you do?
I think I got eighth.
Hey, I wrote that down. I think you're right. See? Eighth place, Maya.
Oh, thank goodness.
Maya Conroy joins me. Is this your first varsity run?
It's my first run ever.
What? Never been out for cross country before?
Nope.
Okay. Were you a volleyball player?
I was.
Okay. So you, because of volleyball, you come out?
I was planning on switching at the end of last year.
All right. So what did you think about your first varsity meet?
I was pretty nervous, and some of the hills were intimidating, but I think it went pretty well.
Yeah, so Appleton Golf Course is a hilly course, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, could you hear the people cheering for you?
I could.
It was exciting?
It was. It really kept me pushing pace.
Okay. Good job. Good job. Maya Conroy, who we have here?
Ella Johnson.
All right, Ella, step up to the mic there, Ella. Yeah, how'd you do?
I got ninth.
Ninth place, okay. Yeah, Annika broke the mic thing, I think. Okay, we're good. You got what, ninth place?
Yes.
Okay, talk about your run today.
I think I did pretty good the first mile. I was maybe pushing pace a little bit, and then the second mile, I did pretty good, and the third I probably could have done a little faster, but it's the third mile, so it's always hard.
Okay, yeah, the third mile would be hard, wouldn't it? So talk about your team. Got a good team this year?
Yes, I think we have a pretty good team. I don't really know what the past years were like because it's my first year.
First year? It is your first year.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So.
You got a big smile on your face. You must like it then, huh?
Yes.
All right. Good job with the three-mile run there.
Thank you.
All right. Rachel Lund, who's no stranger to a golf course.
No.
All right, Rachel?
Yeah.
You'd rather be hitting golf balls than running on the golf course, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you step a little closer to the mic there? Yeah, so how'd you do today?
It didn't go exactly how I wanted it to, but it's the first meet, so yeah. I at least have something to build off of now.
Okay, good. What's the toughest part?
The hill.
Definitely the hill, right?
Yeah, no question.
I think after we're done here, I'm going to try running up that hill and see what everybody's talking about.
I'll film it.
Yeah, you should.
I'll film it and I'll interview you afterwards and see how you do.
Okay, maybe. So, are you excited about the year then?
Yeah, I am really excited. I'm glad to be competing again because we missed our spring sports season. It's good to have a team again and, like, be together
right. And
do something. So I'm really happy to be here.
Right. You went to state golf.
Yes.
2 years ago, so you didn't golf this spring, right?
No, I did some summer tournaments, but nothing like the season.
Right. Well, we're happy for you and that you're being
able to
compete, right?
Yep.
Good job, Rachel. Okay, Rachel, we got some junior high kids running by us here. And we got Ayana Hasted, right?
Ayana.
Okay, sure, but has a hard time with your first name, too, you know.
Yeah, he just calls me Hasted.
Ayana, right?
Ayana.
Okay, I'll get it through. How are you doing, Ayana?
I'm doing pretty good for the first meet. I feel a little achy, but first day.
Yeah, were you out for cross country last year?
No.
Oh, this first year, too?
Yeah.
Pretty excited about it?
Yeah, I'm excited.
So you're a volleyball player?
Yes.
For Dawson Boyd. I remember that now. Yeah. Yeah, is it because the volleyball was canceled?
Yeah.
Well, good to keep active like that, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. See, Grandpa Dwayne is here cheering you on, huh?
Yeah, I heard him when I went by, but, like, most of the time it's just tunnel vision.
Yep, that's right. Well, best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks for talking with us. Ayana.
Yes.
Ayana Hasted, a ninth grader, right, Ayana? Okay.
Yes.
From Dawson Boyd, and that kind of wraps up our interviews. We're going to do the Border West girl. The coach is going to come over here. Maybe we'll get her later.
I'll try and track her down.
What did you think?
Well, like a couple of the people said, it's just fun to compete again. I mean, through all these kids have been through, and see all the smiles and the laughter, and talking to the parents that are excited to be out. Actually, you know, watching competition, it's been a lot of fun. And both teams are going to have to learn how to reset their pack. And they're, you know, they're pacing off of each other. They had that over the number of years. You know, like Zeke used to pace off Mike Qual, and now he's got to do his own thing. And same with the girls. There was some different spots in the pack where they had to pace each other, and now they, they'll sort it out a couple races, and they'll figure out who they need to be running next to.
That's right. You mentioned I got to mention this. John Quall, the assistant coach for John Sherb for many years, is retired.
Mm-hmm.
First year he hasn't been out, and I understand this is the first year in 23 years there has not been a Quall on the cross country team. That's amazing.
It's been quite a legacy. They left. They did well over many years, and fun family, fun to know them. And John's here helping out, like you said. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll see him around a lot. But he wanted to take some time and be able to watch Mikey run college.
Yeah, up in Duluth, right?
Yep.
He's doing track too and stuff.
Right.
So
right.
So yeah. Well, here we're underway at cross country. Let's hope we can finish the season and do a section meet and a cross country meet.
Boy, I hope so. We need to have that. Hopefully, yep. Everybody can stay smart and stay healthy, and the doors can stay open.
All right. Well, we'll hang up here, Maynard, and I'm sure Sherb will want to visit with John a little bit here and get his thoughts. And we're also going to visit with Border West coach Brittany Erickson and maybe the girls winner too. She plays first for Border West, and we'll visit with her as well in maybe 10-15 minutes. So, Ed, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate
it. Very welcome.
It.
Very welcome.
Yeah, you did state cross country with us and everything, so you're a pro at cross country broadcasting, right?
Well, I'll try. I'll do my best.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in about 10-15 minutes. Bye. Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, we're back here in Appleton at the Appleton golf course, and we just got done talking with the Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd girls and boys teams. Of course, they placed first on official results, but I have the girls medalist here with me right now, and she's from Border West, which is Clinton Graceville, Beardsley, and Wheaton, right? Okay. And Julia Schmidt from Border West joins me, just an eighth grader, Julia.
Yeah.
Talk about your run. How many years have you been in cross country?
I started 3 years ago in sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Yep.
So, how did you do last year? Did you go to sections or state or?
I went to sections, but.
Okay. How did you finish in sections? Do you remember?
I think I got 69th or something.
Okay. Okay. Well, you took first place here on the Appleton Golf Course. Talk about that a little bit. Talk about your run.
There's a lot of hills.
Yeah, it's pretty hilly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially the big one here behind us, right?
Yeah.
Did you expect that, or?
Yeah, when we walked it.
Okay. Is this the first time you've ran Appleton Golf Course?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you beat some good girls, Annika Fernald, Taylor Shelstead, Alex Stitt. They're some of the top runners in the area, so as an eighth grader, you did pretty good today, huh?
Thank you.
Talk about your run then. Did you lead from the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, you did from the start, huh?
Yeah.
Is it a little different? Is it a little different with COVID? The meets?
I don't think so. When you start, yeah.
Yeah, because.
You have to stay away.
Because there's not so many teams, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little different.
Yeah.
So, 5,000 meters is what? 3.1 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So talk about your team this year. You got a good girls team?
Yeah.
Okay, who's all on it? You can name some names. Yep.
Ashlyn McCallop, Ava Quinworth, Emily Francis, Georgia Gallagher.
Okay. And your coach is?
Brittany Erickson.
Brittany? Brittany's been coaching for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. You like cross country?
I do.
Yeah, I can tell that by that. The way you ran, boy, you're going to surprise a lot of people. I think you'll be going, if they have a state tournament, you'll be going to state the way you ran today. So what's your time usually for 5,000 meters?
Well, this was our first one this year.
Yep.
So, and it was 21
something. Oh, 21 minutes this year. Okay, that's a great time. Awesome. Well, Julia, what school do you go to?
Wheaton Area School.
Wheaton, okay. All right, well, thanks for coming on the radio with me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And just hang tight here. And Maynard, I tell you what, we're going to try to get Brittany Erickson here. The junior high race is just wrapping up, and we'll get her and see if we can round up John Sherb and wrap things up here from the Appleton Golf Course here in a few minutes. So we'll give it back to you.